And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Trying to remember who our guests are for tonight. I know we have R.C. Collins coming on to talk about a paper that he wrote. You're not going to believe this. He wrote a paper in which he called for the... He didn't say assassination. He wants the violent death of Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico. And the reason why he said that is he wants President Fox to go down in history as a great man and not the guy that presided over the ultimate dismantling of Mexico as a country, which he says is going to happen if this immigration thing keeps up. This kid, man, for a prep military academy kid, he's, you know what? Hitler ain't got nothing on him. And a couple of other things we'll do tonight. We have another guest. I haven't had it confirmed yet. Bud, have we confirmed our other guest?
I'm going to call him up.
That's nice. You call him up, Bud. I think it's Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County, who's going to be talking about speaking English and speaking Spanish. We have a flashback coming up this half hour. We need to take care of a couple of people who have been hanging on hold for a while to talk to. Lloyd, go ahead, sir.
Calling in with regard to what I told the gentleman.
What you told our screener what?
I'm waiting on hold.
I know. No, you're on the air right now, sir. You're on the air right now, sir.
Hello, is this Phil?
Yes, sir.
Am I on the air now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, first of all, we enjoy, we usually listen to Rusty Humphrey, but my wife had it on the station.
What can I do for you, sir?
We're actually flying to see my daughter this weekend in Portland, Oregon. But I've got a couple of moments. I wanted to get your take on something. I was at a gymnasium today. My wife got me a membership at the 24-hour fitness in the Alhambra area. And I wanted to...
Could you back off the phone a little for me?
Okay.
Back off the phone a little bit.
Is that better?
Yes, sir.
I want to get your take on something. I became involved in a bit of a confrontation today with a man in the locker room of the fitness center. This man was clearly, he had no clothes on. And certainly I understand that. When you leave the gymnasium area and you come into the locker room to shower and then change into your clothing and leave, it is my understanding that you do exactly those things in a fairly expeditious way. But this man came out of the workout area, took his shower, toweled off, and then proceeded to stand around in the locker room with no clothing on, talking to individuals, going over and saying hello to people, sitting on the bench and just staring straight ahead and thinking, all of it after he'd fully stripped with no clothes on. You follow?
Yeah, so far. So the guy's taking a lot of time getting dressed.
Well, it wasn't so much that he's taking a lot of time. It was that he was, you know, he's walking around with nothing on and going up to people and engaging them in conversation. At one point, he came up to me and said, how are you? How long you been a member here? Do you like the machines? And this kind of thing. You know, the point I'm making is, you know, you come out and you strip down and you're going to take your shower. Now, if you've stripped fully and you're not getting dressed right away, you're in the locker room going around and, hey, going to the towel guy, give me another towel. It was showboating is what I'm trying to, the area that I'm trying to pursue. He was...
Well, he's showboating what? The fact... Was it uncomfortable for you, in other words, to see this guy standing around naked and...
Well, you know, I could have gotten dressed and gotten out of there, but it galled me a little bit to see a man who I'm sure identifies himself as heterosexual standing around and conversing fully stripped. He is full nude and not making any attempt to get dressed. You see what I'm saying? Yes, Dan, is it?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Were there any women present?
No, sir. It's in the men's locker room. But he's just, the impression that you get is he's standing around, and then he was wearing one thing, wearing a pair of those rubber thongs. And that's what really started to get me angry, because I was thinking, you know, here you are, all nude, but you've thought enough to put on the rubber thongs. And to me, that says one thing and one thing only. He wants to show everybody what, you know, what he's got, you see. And I think it's very, in my opinion, I think it's homosexual. And
well, you said the guy's straight.
Well, my understanding, but it's the way straight guys get away with being what we used to say in the Navy. That's how a straight guy gets away with being a Lilliputian, is what we used to call him.
You know, a Lilliputian?
In the Navy, yeah. We used to call the gays, there goes another Lilliputian. Who knows what he's going to be pushing, see?
Okay, no, this is a level of discomfort that you have. And you know what? I've seen guys like that in locker rooms. They come in and they take...
Yeah, you know, they take off their jewelry slowly and they're nude. And they, oh, hey, Bob, how are you? And they're still nude. And meanwhile, you've dressed. You've got, you know, you could get dressed six times over while these guys stand around with their hips thrust out. And don't make any mistake about it, because I know he stood there with his hands on his hips and he sort of just thrust the hips forward as if to say, you know, whatever it is I'm talking to you about, I don't really want you to make eye contact. I'd like you to take a look downstairs and see what I got. You see what I'm saying? And
well, all right. Was the man bothering you beyond the fact that he was standing there?
The man had stripped down and made no noticeable effort at getting one shred of clothing on. And I wanted to run that by, see if any of your audience had an experience with that.
Well, if the guy's nude and he's in a locker room with other men, I guess that's, you know...
So he's just entitled to stand there looking, you know, he looked like some big... I just like the guy, if he's listening, the guy who is over at the Bartley Fitness Center, while you were standing there naked for 20 minutes, you looked like every bit the queen that you probably are. And I will tell you, to the Bartley Fitness, I don't want to go back there and work out or do a treadmill or any of that nonsense. As long as you got guys walking around the locker room, stripped fully, all in a full nude attitude. You know, you ever heard the Dr. Laura Keilinger show? She says, I got a new attitude. Have you ever heard the song?
Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
The what is?
Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Yeah, and she's got the song, I've Got a Nude Attitude. Huh? So this guy's these guys that are nude in locker rooms, just get your clothes on and quit showing what you think is something special. Let me tell you, and for GD's sake, put on some clothes before you ask me what the weather's going to be like, okay? Because I will tell you now, I take no responsibility for it. If one more guy with no clothes on walks up to me after standing around fully nude in a locker area and asks me what the weather's going to be like, I will come down on him I'll come down on him like an anvil in a cartoon, like I've dropped out of a...
Yeah. All right, well, I've listened to everything that you had to say. I understand that...
Hold on for a minute. Where is it? My wife Gladys... set over the disc to the young man. Could you play it?
I'll put it right now.
What are you talking about, bud? What do you mean, where are the...
Well, the black woman was supposed to sing. Now, I wouldn't mind seeing the Pointer Sisters, dude. Except one of them just died, so I take that back.
All right, thank you very much.
You're hanging up on me. I've got a plane to catch.
All right, no comment. 1-800-449-THE-GUYS if nude. The guy was in full nude regalia. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up tonight, we have R.C. Collins, and we also will be talking with Larry Grover. Mr. Collins and Mr. Grover both speaking, kind of coming at the immigration issue from two different sides. Not necessarily politically different perspectives, but two very divergent approaches to it. Let me talk to this gentleman on which line? On 4, because this is the gentleman who I think I can talk to him. And I have Rudy. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm very well, thank you.
And what can I do for you? Were you in the gym today?
Yes, I heard the gentleman speaking about being at the gym today in Alhambra, which is the fitness center that I go to. And that interest. It made me think back on the day. But I think what he was, the man he was speaking of, was me.
It was you.
I believe that was me because...
All right, now he was, the gentleman who just called me said that he was upset because there was one guy in the locker room at the gym today that took his time getting dressed. He was walking around.
Yes.
He was walking around naked and engaging people in conversation. Was that, and he was wearing a pair of rubber slippers?
Yes, that was me. Because if he was the only, there was one elderly gentleman that I spoke with. I was trying to get his attention. He would not look up. He was putting his clothes on. And I was trying to ask him what he thought the weather was going to be like. And
all right, he made reference to that.
Yes. And I heard this man come on your program a moment or so ago, and he was upset that I felt unencumbered, you know, and
that you felt unencumbered.
Yes, I had gone down doing a couple of the aerobic class, you know, and I felt unencumbered. I was free, felt free in the wind. And I was engaging people in conversation. I was not in any hurry, you know. But I'm not quite sure. I understand why the man was so upset, you know. So for me, it's just a difficult thing, you know.
All right, the guy's on the phone here. Can we have you talk to him?
Certainly, of course.
Is this Lloyd? Lloyd?
Yes, sir. Okay,
all right, hold on for a minute. This is the guy.
Yeah, he was a Hispanic gentleman. Now, let me ask you something, sir. Do you remember me?
Yes, sir, I do.
You do? Why?
Because I wanted to ask you a question. You ignored me.
Well, let me tell you why I ignored you. You were standing immediately to my left, and you had no... You remember that your pants were off, right?
Yes, sir, I had no clothes. I just got done with the aerobics class, so I was naked.
Well, you had no pants on. But you had on the rubber thongs, which I find...
Well, now, wait a minute. Did he have no shirt on, too?
Well, yes, sir.
Well, when you say he had no pants on, it sounds like says the guy put a shirt on, rubber thongs, but no pants. Okay?
I did not have clothes on. I had just done aerobics class.
Oh, I understand that, sir. All right.
Well, before you take this guy's side, hold on. You listen to me. I'm sitting on the bench in front of my locker, and I'm trying to get my shoes on, and this guy is standing to my left. Now, as I am leaning over, trying to put my shoes on, this guy's the thing he's got is eye level, okay? It's right there, and he's...
Well, Sarah's not trying to.
Well, the intimation is that you wanted me to, get something done for you.
No, sir, not at all.
Now, hold on for a minute. I'm sure he was standing uncomfortably close.
Yes, sir, I'm putting my shoes on. He's standing to my left. Every time I turned and looked, I wasn't looking at his face. I wasn't looking at two eyes. I was looking at one, and I think you get my meaning. Now, when he asked me about...
All right, now hold on for a minute.
No, sir. When he asked me about the weather, he looked down, he grabbed it, and he said, "They're hanging low. I'll be warm today." Now, didn't you say that?
I said that, but that's a South American custom. And
South American custom, my hairy, pimply thing. You said that you wanted to know the weather, and every time I turned to look to say something to you, I was talking not to the big one, but to the...
All right. I understand.
Something needs to be done about this Mexican.
I am not a Mexican. I'm from Argentina, number one. Number two, to intimate any kind of a inappropriate sexual comment from me, I can assure the gentleman that I am heterosexual.
You can assure me all you want, but when you're standing there with two hands on your hips... You know, like you're waiting for the money shot in one of those Caballero films out of the valley, and that...
Okay, I'm done talking about this.
Wait a minute, I'm the American here. Why are you hanging up on me?
Stupidest freaking conversation. With your hands on your hips like... Anyway, you know what I was going to say? I was about to take that guy's side a little bit because I have been in situations in a locker room here or there. We went on vacation a couple years ago, and I was in a locker room and... I don't know where it was, a hotel using the steam room or something. And there was a guy there just kind of walking around nude. The one guy in the locker room that's nude and he's not ready to get dressed yet, he's just walking over here. Then he's going to walk over there. Then he's going to blow dry his hair while he's standing there nude. And then he's going to go and get something out of his locker and he's nude, 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 nude. By the way, the foghorn ain't working, bud. I don't know why it ain't working. I got it on remote and it ain't working. If the foghorn doesn't work, that tightens my jaws. Have we got time for a flashback? All right, here we go. This is our flashback. Oh, it's from my hometown of Arcadia. It's from Jimmy. He says, hey, Phil, it's been a while since I heard the bit with Bud ordering Chinese food. The first time I heard it, I was in the car and had to pull over because I was laughing so hard. And the way Bud locked out with Clang was the icing on the cake. If you can, please play this request. Keep up the good work. Clang, Jim in Arcadia, California. Here it is, Bud. Here's you with your Clang. Is that the Chinese place?
What's your name?
Can I get, I want to make an order.
What? What do you want?
I wanted to get some Szechuan chicken.
How's your name?
What's my name?
How's your name?
What is he saying, Bud?
I'm doing it.
Wait a minute. Where do you speak Chinese?
What's your name?
Hold on, will you? Tell him to hold on.
I'm telling you, hold on. Hold on.
Where'd you learn to speak Chinese?
I don't know.
You speaking Chinese to that guy?
Yeah, well, no, it ain't Japanese. It's Chinese, yeah.
Tell a guy once, where did you learn Chinese?
Just listening to a lot of radio and TV.
Like who?
I don't know, people you can't understand, you know. Like Barbara Walters and stuff.
Are you nuts? You'd learn Chinese listening to Barbara Walters.
Well, just people, you don't understand.
It comes out Chinese.
Yeah. Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn. Tell a guy.
You're doing. I'm doing Thai. Don't you come on? Come on, I'm doing. You know you're doing. No, Szechuan that Chong Kong Tong. Do I don't hear the word? Tong. Ting. Ching Chang. Cling.
What do you mean, cling?
Well, it's just like so. You know, like we said, silverware dropping.
All right, man. Anyway, I want that Szechuan chicken and that vegetable chow mein.
Well, you better call him back.
Why?
I didn't say the vegetable chow mein.
Oh, okay. Is it on the line? Just tell him I want vegetable chow mein, just real fast. I got to get on with the show. Hold on for a minute. What are you doing?
I'm telling you I want vegetable chow mein.
Is this going to take all night?
I don't know, I'm just telling them.
Well, how long does it take to say vegetable chow mein in Chinese?
I'm speaking Mandarin.
Oh, well. Hold on for a minute. What is that butthole? What is it, bud? What's the butthole line?
It was a reference to you.
Is that Chinese?
Yeah.
What's butthole Chinese for?
Butthole. Sorry.
Just tell him I want vegetable chow mein, and I don't want to take all night with it, okay? I gotta move on. Okay, that's it. I just heard that guy say something. Was that about me?
No, it wasn't.
Well, what does he mean? You know what he said. Vegetable chow mein, bud.
Right.
Clang. There's Bud speaking Chinese. So you learned how to speak Chinese by listening to Barbara Walters.
I swear to God.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight, R.C. Collins, a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, who thinks that Mexico doesn't exist anymore, so why do they need President Fox? And we'll have Larry Grover. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is America. America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. The greatest country in the history of the world. And why shouldn't you take part too? Yes, for the next several months, America throws open its doors and borders to everyone. Come to America, the only country that really works anymore. Yes, America, a place where there is unlimited employment, unlimited opportunity, unlimited women, unlimited sex, unlimited pleasure, unlimited money, unlimited movies, unlimited pay-per-view. America, where everything is possible and nothing is forbidden. Remember, if someone tries to stop you and say, excuse me, but are you allowed here? You call them a fascist swine, kick them in the nuts, and just keep running. This is America. You shouldn't have to answer to anyone. You shouldn't have to speak English, be a citizen, obey the law. You shouldn't even have to work. Come to America. America. It just got here magically. Paid for by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, as I was saying, oh, I'm sorry. All right, 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And I'm going to tell you something right now that I think it's... one of the things that I like about our country is the sober point of view that we have when it comes to a lot of issues. And I know, for instance, that if I say, I really think that unlimited immigration or legalizing all these undocumented workers, I know if I say that, no one is going to say I'm a conservative fascist. Thank you. That's great. It's nice to know that you can have an opinion and people won't automatically categorize you as something. If you say, for instance, don't you think we ought to stop people at the border and at least check their documentation? No one's going to call you a Nazi. No one's going to call you a reactionary fascist. No one is going to call you a racist. Of course not. You're just a guy with an opinion. Just the same thing as if you were to say, for instance, I think we ought to legalize all the undocumented people in this country, and we should do it right away because they are demanding it. No one is going to call you a simple-minded fudge packer. No one is going to say that you're just another in the long legion of dimwits whose ability to grasp an issue is that of a decapitated fly. This is a hell of a country, man. I'm glad to be here. And I say whoever wants to move here should move here and do it fast. Move here now. The other thing that I really want to have happen, I want to have happen in California what happened in Quebec. I really want this. I want everybody to speak Spanish so that we suddenly become another country by default. And the next thing you know, we'll want to secede from the Union. Yay! The other thing I want to do is, why you keep doing that, man? You don't have to punctuate everything, bud.
Sounded good, Phil. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot there, Cecil B. DeMille. The other thing that I wanted to say... The other thing I wanted to say is... I think that when you... For instance, if you are here in the United States from Mexico, and say you're a college student. Let's say that you're a college student, and you come here from Mexico, and you're going to school here. And you talk about immigration being needed, and you go out to protests and everything, and you're identifying with all those, like, ranch hands and people that are working domestic and people that are, like, building swimming pools and guys that are, you know, standing under trees looking for day jobs. And when you identify with them as if you're one of them, yeah, sure, I buy that. If you're Mamacita and Papacita sent you north to go to USC or UCLA with the money they made, you know, having a piece of the telecommunications business in Mexico, or if you're a member of one of the 300 families that runs Mexico, let's say you're a descendant of one of the only 300 families that actually runs Mexico, because that's who runs Mexico. Even in corporations run America, 300 families run Mexico, and they're all white. Spaniards, but white. And let's say you're a descendant of them, and your papa sends you to America to get a real education, and while you're here, you head out off campus one day with all of your friends, and you raise the Mexican flag, and you start talking about workers' rights. What I would suggest you do is actually get to know one or two of them. Just, you know, go on down to one of those trees where the day workers stand there and say, I'm with you, brother, and then go back to your dorm and call your mom and ask for more pesos. I got no problem with it, man. I think everybody ought to live here and move here and make it just, I think it ought to be just over. I want to be able to just walk out my front door and just sweat from the smell of all of it. I want to walk out my front door and just feel the seething and breathing of the immigration that is just pouring into our, I want to feel it. I want to know it, man. I want it to happen and I want it to happen now. And I don't give a crap if your family's been here since Daniel Boone. Boone this. Ha ha! See, one of the great things about America is that you can either go through the border at San Diego or just wade across the stream. But either way, you're here, man. And once you're here, you're staying here. Don't let those Nazis push you out. Oh, sure, the Germans put a few Jews into an oven, but that's nothing compared to the systematic fascism at work in America today, actually telling people to show documentation. The dirty, filthy National Socialists. Sure, they used to humiliate Jews by cutting off their curls, making them dig their own graves, and then shooting them so they fell in. That's nothing compared to the gulag we've created in this country by every time we see some cat who speaks Spanish walking up to him and saying, excuse me, have you got a light? Without saying please first. This is our country, and it's your country too. Remember America. It's our country, but it's also yours. Paid for by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I like that. America, it's not only my country, it's everybody's country. Where do we get a... See, the Mexican folks being here, I like them. But if we start getting heavy waves of Latvians and stuff, I'm drawing the line at that. I don't mind. I understand there's a very, you know, an essential workforce that's here from south of the border and Central America. That's good. That's fine. But if there's some big flood of Lithuanians or French or something like that, that's when I will man the border down there with the Minutemen. I'll be there. Je ne comprends rien du tout. Aha! I got the Mexican people are great people. No way, though, am I going to sit still for like, you know what? What's that? The Romanians belong here. Why can't they just come flooding in? Yeah? What if a few of them are vampires, bloodsuckers, and like that? Never thought of that, did you? Start thinking about the issue before you start talking about it. Paid for by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Go ahead, Margaret. You wanted to weigh in on the immigration question, I know. And we are going to be talking more about it tonight. We got Larry Grover on and R.C. Collins. Go ahead.
Well, Phil, I read about the anti-gringo or the No Gringo Day on May the 1st. American businesses in Mexico are going to be boycotted. And that means, and listen to this list of businesses that are going to be boycotted. The first business is that's mentioned here is Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, Burger King, Starbucks, Sears, Krispy Kreme, or Walmart. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start. I think the Mexican people need to make that statement. If you want to treat us as if we're nothing more than day laborers or people who nanny your children, well, watch what happens when we don't shop at American businesses. And I heartily concur with this. And I will tell you also that on May 1st, I'll be traveling to Mexico to do a series of pieces for my syndicated column. And
all right, now weighing in on this, Margaret, if you wouldn't mind, is Harvey Wireman, who's an attorney at law and retired in San Marino. Harvey, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
What was your point of view?
Well, I didn't have a point of view. I just wanted to mention to this woman that you have. What is your name, ma'am? I'm sorry.
My name is Margaret Gray.
All right. My name is Harvey Wireman. Pleased to meet you. When you say that Mexicans are going to be boycotting Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, Burger King, Starbucks, I forget the other business.
Krispy Kreme and Walmart.
I don't understand that because the only people that work at those places are Mexicans.
I beg your pardon?
I said the only people that work at Dunkin' Donuts or Walmart are Mexicans. So if you does that mean they're not showing up for work?
No, it means, I beg your pardon, it means that they're not going to shop there.
Well, look, if the Mexicans don't shop there, then the Mexicans that work there don't get paid.
I don't know what he's saying.
What do you mean only Mexicans work there?
Are they talking about the Walmart here in America, or are they talking about the one in Mexico?
I guess Mexico.
Well, still only Mexicans work there. So you're stuck. But I wanted to say,
you know, this racism is...
Get off it, racism.
Hold on for a minute. I didn't think I was going to be doing a roundtable here. I didn't know that it...
Well, this woman's coming on. Look, I've been an attorney. I've done pro bono work with the ACLU. My liberal credentials are solid gold. I don't need to listen to some poobah skank
I beg your pardon. I have been writing about this issue for a long time. And
all right, if you've been writing about this issue for a long time, let me ask you something. How is any Mexican really going to live without going to Walmart? Go ahead.
That kind of racist...
That is not racist.
Oh, hold on. What does that mean?
I'm telling you right now, there isn't a Mexican alive that can live without Walmart. I'm telling you that right now. And I can tell you that...
Well, again, this is a boycott that is being called... Well, I guess you're going to say there's Mexicans there.
Look, the only people that shop at Walmart in Mexico are Mexicans. And the only people that shop at Walmart in America are Mexicans. So either way, you're putting it... In other words, it's as if you strapped one on and then put it to yourself. Which I'm sure this lady is very familiar with.
You know, I don't have to listen to this. I really don't. I came on your program, Mr. Henry, in good faith, because I wanted to talk a little bit about the immigration issue and how the Mexican people can take charge economically. And
well, it doesn't make any sense. The fact is...
What doesn't make any sense? If they boycott in Mexico these stores and other American businesses, doesn't that send a powerful message?
I just told you. There isn't a beaner alive.
Will you knock it with the beaner stuff, okay?
Well, what do you mean? That's...
You see what I'm saying? This is the kind of... And this man does pro bono for ACLU. I would love to talk to Gene Dickerson or Bob Van Fuel, both people I know over at the ACLU in Los Angeles, and let them know that one of their pro bono attorneys was on the air referring to Mexican nationals as beaners.
Look, no, all right, I misspoke. I'm sorry.
That's more than a misspeak. That's a provocative, purposeful epithet, okay?
All right, let me put it another way. There's not a taco bender on...
Okay, that's the same thing, man. Now, you know full well...
I'm going to hang up.
Now, hold on for just a minute.
She wants to hang up because she doesn't know the truth. I'm telling you right now that...
I know full well what the truth is, and the truth is that that behind the anti-immigration lobby are racists like you.
I'm racist? Look, every liberal I know uses the word beaner.
I beg your pardon?
Every liberal... I was at a party last week with George Clooney, and you'd have to take... Are you telling me George Clooney isn't a liberal?
Of course he is. I know George Clooney. He's a wonderful man.
All right, okay. I think he's a good guy. But I was at a party last week with Clooney over here in one of the hotels, and I'm telling you right now, he told about 6 or 7 jokes, and every one of them he used the word beaner or the N-word. See? So,
I don't believe it.
All right, how about dirties?
What is dirty?
Maybe your underwear. I don't...
All right, goodbye.
You are a real scumsucker.
What is dirty, bud? 1-800-449-8686. There ain't one beaner that can live without Walmart. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, if you go to our website, you would go to this address, www.philhendryshow.com. Please visit our website, because if you're new to our show, it'll give you a little more information as to who and what we is. And believe you me when I tell you, you don't know what you're listening to. You may think you do, but you don't, if you're new to the show. If you're not new to the show, you may still not know what it is you're listening to, because we've had those kinds of people too. But for most of our listeners, I always get this question. How many people do you think know that it's you who does the voices of the... And I say 99%, and they're always amazed. Like if I do an interview for a newspaper, people who consider themselves journalists, I'm personally always amazed at how... Frankly, how stupid some of the questions are that I get from journalists, because these are people that you figure have been around and know a little bit about what it is they're writing. And they say to you, how many people, I mean, how can you have a successful show when people don't get it? They do. 99% of my listeners do. Oh, what? You know, and then that's when their trench coats and the press ticket in their hat really begin to wilt. What do you mean? It's because of course they get it. Anyway, go to our website. It's www.philhendryshow.com. This is what I say to the guy who's asking me. Go to my website, www, and then I tell him, pay the check, and then I leave. Now, if you go to that website, pick up a backstage pass that gives you access to all of the audio. Now, hearing the show once is fine. You may want to hear a bit again, and you can do that, too, by going to our website. We have archived a great many bits from our show. And the backstage pass to access them is only $6.95 per month. We take it right out of your credit card. If you want, we'll go into your home at night and take it directly out of your wallet or your pants pocket. We'll do whatever you want, because it says right there, click if you want us to make this a six-month renewal or a one-year membership, or do you want us to come into your house and rifle your personal affairs? We'll do that, too. Just go to www.philhenryshow.com. And coming up, we have R.C. Collins and Larry Grover. More on, as R.C. puts it, Mexicans. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.